My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need a spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Hi there. Happy Friday. Mike Shope here. Bulldog is off today. I'll be with you next week when I won't be. I'm sure a lot of you are getting ready to go to the stadium tonight. Very cool. Weather should improve, apparently, so I hope it's a great time. I'm not at the stadium, so you have to tell me all about it. I've been watching some Olympics today, of course, right? I mean, that's what you do when you're a sports fan and you work in the afternoons and you have your morning. So I love to see the track having started. I had a thought about watching the Olympics that I think can sort of translate to watching the Bills. Or I don't know. I'll just speak for myself. I'll get to it in a second. That's usually the way to do it, right? Just speak for yourself, not for you. So that's what I'll do. But I do want to say that I've got guests lined up at 3:30, 4, and 5. So if you have a thought on the Bills, what might be interesting to you about tonight, anything we talk about all the time, Keon Coleman, Von Miller, all of it, you know, take it upon yourself and give me a call if you want to discuss it. 803-0550 is the number. I know not all of you are, I mean, first of all, are able to spend like your mornings watching sports on TV, watching the Olympics, but I also know not everybody cares about it that much. And I've really enjoyed this week thinking about how I feel watching it, because it's kind of different for me than it's maybe ever been. And I think that this is kind of natural, but I don't know. And I want to compare it with how it feels to watch the Bills. So I'm 52. If you care, and if you don't know, I mean, I grew up on Grand Island where I live now and went to my first Bills game in 1979. The opener against Miami, they were one field goal away. Wouldn't this be an omen? One field goal away at the end from beating the Dolphins for the first time in the decade, and the kick was no good. It poured all day. I was seven. I can still close my eyes. Like if I were there tonight, when I go to the stadium, I'll often do this, sort of get nostalgic, and I could right now picture exactly where I sat with my parents' friends for that game. I went with them. My parents weren't really, I mean, at least my dad was not really into going to the stadium. So they just sort of pushed me off to their friends, and everybody won. So like the 20-yard line, I don't know if it was the red seats, but some distance up from the field. It was so rainy, and the kick was no good. Looked pretty good to me as a 7-year-old watching from the side. Tom Dempsey looked pretty good. I mean, the kick went airborne. I mean, I thought it was great, but we should have had replay back then. Maybe it was good, but too hard to see in the rain. Anyway, no good. Bills lost. And so it wasn't long after that. I might have been, 1980 playoffs, I remember, 81, when it really hurt when they lost. Like, those playoff losses, I'm not even 10 years old yet, and it really hurt when they lost to San Diego, when they lost to Cincinnati the next year, good teams. I kind of just lived for it. And soon thereafter, I had the dream of getting into the media and covering the Bills and talking about them, and was lucky that that came to fruition. In the 90s, the Super Bowl years, like so many of you, just absolutely crushing losses. Each one different, but just great seasons where, again, like it just felt like the most important thing in the world, how they did. And so close, great run, didn't get there. Anyway, work, this is where it's different for me. Like, work contributed to me having a different attitude, different feelings about them over the years, where it's just more a job than it is, you know, what I do on Sundays to watch the team and, you know, paint my face or whatever and get pizza and just sort of enjoy it in that way. That's not how it is for me, but I still enjoy it. It's just a different kind of passion or a different kind of emotional investment. Here I am with the Olympics this week in those same, I don't know about 1980, although I remember Eric Heiden, but in those same years, in my teens, in my 20s, 30s, I didn't ever like scoff at the Olympics, but it just seemed kind of like a TV show, you know, packaged, tug at the heartstrings kind of stuff that at half my age now, I just really didn't care that much for or about. I wasn't moved by these stories. I wasn't like just, I liked the competition and have always been somebody that could watch archery or the biathlon winter. I mean, just I could watch anything. It works that it's just every 4 years, right? I mean, it's not, I don't know, I have a different relationship with other sports where I've just kind of, it's there all the time, baseball or the NHL, where it's there all the time. And I don't often feel compelled to watch it because I kind of think mostly I've seen everything, if that makes sense. But when it comes to water polo, I definitely don't have that thought. And it's just kind of cool to look at it for 1 week or even 1 day or 1 hour every 4 years. So what's happened to me this week is that those emotionally driven kind of stories, narratives, the things that drive the Olympics coverage, at least, have started to work on me. It's not even like packaged interviews, stories, which is maybe more on at night. I'm not watching hardly any of it at night. I'm lucky to be able to watch it during the day, and this is when it's live. And so like last night, I got free and the gymnastics was on and I'd already seen it. So that was kind of that. It's not the NBC work that they're doing that's getting me. I'm just like immediately moved by the accomplishment, the achievement that medal winners have accomplished. That moment, this morning I'm watching archery, bronze medal archery. Don't pretend you weren't watching it too. Bronze medal archery, USA versus India. And there was a woman competing for Team USA who had never won a medal. She makes the last shot. They win the medal. And she just immediately breaks down. And I'm telling you, like, I start to break down. And I don't know who she is. I don't even remember her name. This meant 2 hours later or whatever. But I'm like, I'm completely a sucker for it now. You know, no matter if it's Team USA or not. I just watched a swim race where an American woman was just barely outtouched for a medal by a Canadian. And I'm like, okay. It just felt good for the Canadian woman. And the fact that the country really didn't matter. Don't know anything really about the people. I just think about the feeling of winning or losing, and it's super powerful. It's like once every few years, it's likely to be the only, unless you're Katie Ledecky or somebody, it's likely to be the only chance you'll ever get, maybe, or it's certainly one of a very few. And I'm just like completely emotionally invested in it. It's not a medal count thing. It's not one sport over another. It doesn't matter. Fencing, like, I don't care. And I'm really interested in that because I never used to care. I would care about the medals, you know, like in 30 years ago, wherever, Barcelona or pick one, Atlanta, the extent to which I cared about the Olympics was mostly Team USA versus the world, you know, and rooting for our guys, which I'll still do, but it's not intense like that. And I'm enjoying it. And so what's the Bills comparison? It's interesting to think about this. I spent a lot of time talking with Bulldog and sort of pondering this Bills season. And, you know, I'm in the business of talking about it. So as we've talked about a lot, and I don't know, you don't have to agree with this. I'm not even sure Bulldog fully does. It's that this year is a little bit more challenging because of what has, luckily it's almost here, but because of what has happened the last few years, the last few years where the Bills have been set up to maybe win a Super Bowl, certainly contend for one, preseason favorite, all that. They've missed these last 3-4 years with those kind of expectations. And this year feels like one where I think there's a good chance to somebody like I've always been when it comes to the Bills, you know, like I've usually been with sports, where very little can happen in the regular season that will really satisfy me. And maybe you're the same, or maybe you're more casual about it. I know a lot of you are. I think tonight's the kind of vibe at the stadium for being casual about it, right? Like they're not actually going to, you're not going to 0-1 tonight, you know? Like this is a night to enjoy having them back and everything else. But for me, like the Sabres too, the Sabres are, it's a very intense thing, or not intense always, but meaningful. And in these last many years when they've lost, I get to a point at the middle of the season where I'm like almost completely checked out. It's work that's keeping me in. Because it's just like, this isn't going to matter to me unless they have a chance to win, unless they're in the playoffs, unless they have a chance to win a Stanley Cup for once, you know, and once that's kind of off the table, I'm out, you know, it's different than it would have been for me when I was half my age. So some of you who listen all the time have heard this discussion and even been a part of it. This year with the Bills, like it's really, in terms of like the competitive side of it, it's just all about the playoffs. Really, the only way it isn't, well, this is going to sound dumb, but it isn't if they don't make it. If they don't make it, then that's the story. And last year, you know, it was kind of touch and go there with that, but they got there. And so that was avoided. There's always like that possible outcome where, you know, then we have a lot to talk about. But I don't want to talk about, you know, very often at least, we haven't. I've really made an effort to avoid it, is what if kind of scenarios this year, like if it goes badly. What happens to Sean McDermott if they lose? What happens to Brandon Bean if they lose? You know, what are the changes next year? Because I don't want to think about it in terms of that, because that's kind of depressing and really unnecessary. But at the same time, they could have a great season, and I kind of feel like what it's going to be is, okay, but the playoffs are what has been missing, and that's really all that matters. And I'm using the Olympics to try to get myself to a little bit of a softer place when it comes to that, because that's no way really to live, you know? Like, I think, at least I don't want that so much for myself at this age, at my age, where the Bills could win 13 games and beat Kansas City in the regular season and beat San Francisco and sweep Miami in the Jets. And I'm over here going, yeah, but so what? You know, like, that's kind of depressing, or just, it's such a high standard. So what do you do? You know, like, what do you do? In a personal way, I would like to be able to, like, say I'm going to this thing tonight. Tonight is the vibe that I want, because there's no pressure. And I want to be able, and this is sort of like where my instincts are as a fan, would be these days to just kind of try to enjoy it, no matter what, you know, goes wrong, or what Kansas City is doing, or what Baltimore is doing. You know, that just sort of feels like your time gets more precious as you get older, and I do not want to spend any of it being mad at sports, right? Like, that just seems kind of wasted. However, in here, I don't want to be a talk show host that chooses to never get mad at sports or the Bills. Like, that doesn't work. I don't want to listen to that show. When I started, I was driven to do a show I wanted to listen to. And that was, you know, to be fair but critical. And, you know, so many in the media, even maybe more than ever, just have no interest in critical. They just kind of want to be go Bills. And I just don't. Like, I'm not here for that. But how I'm sort of looking at the world and looking at sports, I don't have the energy or the interest in being mad at it. I just kind of want to like it. And if it goes badly, I want to turn my head, you know? And that's what the Olympics are, where I don't really know the names of the athletes. I don't know the rules of all the sports, but when it's over, I'm either really happy or I'm kind of neutral. No, there's no bad outcome. If an American loses by a half a second to someone from any other country, like, okay, good for them. That's just kind of what feels right. And, you know, I just think that's probably healthy. But, you know, so I've got issues. I got things to figure out. Tonight's a fun night for any fan, you know, lucky enough to go out there. It's not like we're going to learn a lot probably, but you can enjoy it and not have to worry about, you know, what Kansas City is doing or anything like we usually talk about and, okay, worry about during the season. Let's go to Mike here. Hi, Mike.
Hey, I'm actually in agreement with you.
Actually.
I went to training camp. Yeah. So I went to a training camp the past 3 years. Yes, Sunday was the third year. And honestly, I feel different. The vibe's so different, and I'm with you. It's like, honestly, the regular season doesn't matter. When they play Kansas City, they can beat them 50-0. It doesn't mean anything anymore, because that's what they've done the past three seasons. It's all about the playoffs, you know. So it's just like, honestly, it's a. I don't know what kind of place it is to be at mentally, but it's like I'm going to the thing right now tonight with my son and everything, and like same thing. You know, I'm gonna enjoy it for what it is, but it's like I'm gonna go through this entire regular season, probably not enjoying it as much as I should, based on the past years went. It's like, I just want to get to January,
yeah.
You know? And,
yeah.
And I, honestly, I hate to be at the place like this, but here we are, you know? So,
well, Mike, can I ask you, how old a guy are you?
I'm about to be 40.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it's healthy.
Yeah.
You know? I do.
Yeah. I mean, like, so, I don't know. I agree with you, though.
Here's what could happen, though, that could make us both feel better. Because I think, you know, you're saying you understand where I'm at, and we kind of like it, but we kind of don't. If the season, when the season starts, and if like the Bills have a bad loss or two, I think, you know, we'll go back.
Yeah.
Right? Like that'll be sort of okay. It'll come back out. But again, thanks, Mike. Have fun tonight. I don't want to frame any of these conversations around that, because like, well, why does that have to happen? Why do they have to lose? They don't have to lose. But it really is a team, as we've talked about many times, where it's entirely about the postseason now. And, you know, 3 years ago, it was very different than that. Of course, not that many more years ago, it was 100% different than that. It was just get in. And you had 2017 when they end the drought, and it's just like we wanted to have a parade. Everybody's at the airport for a team that was whatever, like minus 50 in points or whatever they were. Like, you know, yikes, but who cares? We're not measuring this by point differential. That's kind of how I am. I want to know how good you really are, but win's a win, and that was the greatest thing ever. It's just like life in so many ways where, you know, whether it's the Bills or just your own personal life where you achieve a certain thing and there's euphoria and satisfaction and tears, and then the same thing happens and there's none of that because you've already done that. You've got to keep going. You've got to achieve the next level up, and then the next level up, and the next level up. Life is like that, and I think rooting for them is like that. And it's 30 years ago, but I'm sure the Bills make Super Bowl 25. They barely lose. It's crushing, but it's also incredible. It's a first, and I can't wait for next year. And the next year is awesome, and they make the Super Bowl again, which is kind of historic, and then they get crushed. And okay, and the third year is more difficult, but they have the comeback game, and they win in Miami, and they make it again, and that is history. Then they get crushed worse. By the fourth year, you're just a little bit, you kind of want it over with. Like, I mean, not really. It didn't root against them, but a little bit of, you know, please. It's just a different, it's how it goes. It's a different experience. So there's all of that, you know, just talking about how it feels, and then there is what is different about this year's team, and there's more different than we've had, which that is interesting. That doesn't have to mean worse. I kind of think it will, but it doesn't have to mean worse. I'm already tired of, oh, but we've got all these different, everybody eats. That's how bad teams talk, because they don't have a great player, and so, you know, we're going to have to be, everybody's going to have to contribute. I'd like to have a great player. The Bills did have one, and they decided to dump him. They were done with it. So, as Bulldog's been calling it, the big experiment, we're not going to find out these answers tonight, but I'm very curious to see what their offense is without Stephon Diggs. I'm not as optimistic as a lot of other people, but I'm very curious. I just don't want to be mad at it, you know? These things happen. I can appreciate why the Diggs breakup, the Bills felt that was necessary. Not that we know everything about it, but I can guess, you know? I can appreciate why they felt it was necessary. I just have my fingers crossed about it, because they did so well to have a player of his caliber. And it was not a coincidence, as they themselves pointed out constantly for 4 years, how important he was to what was happening. And I don't want to think now that getting rid of him somehow is also good. guys get older, maybe he won't be good anymore, but I don't really think that's where we were at. I think it was more personal. So thanks for the call, Mike. Look forward to hearing from more of you later on. But next, I'm excited about today's lineup. Mike Dempsey is going to join me. We like to talk fantasy football on Fridays. We'll do that here next, before the practice starts, and we focus more on what might be going on later. Warren Sharp today. Warren, one of the leading analysts in the game. We'll talk about a lot of his research, the importance of the schedule, what he sees for the Bills. He had some good new research today on screen passes, different things like that with Warren. Always a treat to get him to join us, and then Sal will join me at 5, setting up tonight. Thanks for listening. If you're going, have a great time later. Appreciate you being along today. Bulldog is off. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.